Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you first.
Well, first up, gentlemen, a big old happy birthday.
From the 7-yard line.
How about
Breeze in the shotgun. Three receivers to his left. Mike Thomas alone to his right. Breeze drops back, has plenty of time. Flushes out to the left. He's to the 5. He's going to spin off the tackles. Drew Breeze dives into the end zone. Drew Breeze, touchdown Saints.
Happy 46th birthday to Andrew Christopher Brees. He is a legend, an icon, an inspiration to the city of New Orleans. Multiple records in the NFL. And I know I say this, and everyone will agree with this statement, that we sure do miss him right now.
Well, I would say, Charlie, you next.
As I'm going with one of the weirder stories that has been kind of percolating over the last few months in the NFL, Diontae Johnson.
Oh.
I mean, he was cut by the Texans after apparently a locker room cancer. He was cut by the Texans after sulking after their playoff victory against the Chargers, kind of being the bad apple in the room, so to speak.
Wasn't involved.
And now he's been picked back up by the Baltimore Ravens, which let me kind of recap for y'all.
Okay, that don't make a damn bit of sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me either, Mike. But this is what's happened for Diontae Johnson this year. He was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers. The Panthers moved on from him. The Ravens picked him up in a trade ahead of the trade deadline. The Ravens cut him. The Texans pick him up because they had so many wide receiver injuries. And then the Texans just cut him. The Ravens pick him back up. It's been a really weird story to kind of follow, guys.
And that goes to show you, if you're talented, you get a bunch of chances in this league.
But get this,
Diontae
Mike.
Johnson is talented. That's why he's getting all these chances.
Joe Person, who covers the Panthers for The Athletic, had the great tweet that Cullen had sent me. Diontae Johnson now has as many transactions as catches, 5 of each, wow, since week 6.
Yow.
Now, so, he's not going to be available for the postseason roster.
No, this is what Adam Schefter had posted.
After the year.
Back to Baltimore, the Ravens claimed their former wide receiver Diontae Johnson on waivers today from the Texans, per the league's wire. This is a procedural move, and Johnson won't officially be awarded to the Ravens until after the Super Bowl. But he qualifies as an unrestricted free agent this offseason, and if he signs with another team, he factors into Baltimore's compensatory pick formula, potentially helping it attain an additional draft pick in 2026. So Johnson doesn't have the ability to play this postseason, won't step foot back on the Ravens practice facility, but Baltimore is using them to potentially get an extra draft pick in 2026.
Man, you got smart people in the front office.
Yeah, the Ravens know what they're doing.
They know how to move those chess pieces all around the board real well. And man, again, I go back to it, and that was going to be part of what I was going to talk about. When you're a talented guy in this league, okay, you can cut up a little bit. And they put up with it until the point where, okay, I got to cut you loose. But you get another chance and another chance and another chance. Look at Diontae Johnson. He's a perfect example of in the NFL, because a lot of people felt when he went to Carolina, he was going to be their number one guy this year. Now, he took a shot at the owner, which, okay, doing it to that guy, you wasn't going to stay real long there. And he got cut loose. But because he's so talented, he will get multiple chances. And again, I don't know how long the Ravens are going to keep him. That was a procedural maneuver for compensatory picks. That's all that was. And the Ravens sort of, you know, they smelled it out on that deal that's what we're going to do to bring him back, and it does help them to maybe get a late-round compensatory pick.
It's really fascinating to see kind of develop. It's been a strange journey for Deontay Johnson.
Man, has it.
Yeah.
He got some W-2s this year.
Before we hit the break, I wanted you to kind of answer this question from some of our listeners that were texting in earlier this hour about the difference with college versus NFL hash marks.
Yes, the way you line up in the college game because of the wider hash, there's certain plays that, okay, it's all tight in the NFL. If you try that same stuff in the way the linemen are kind of lined, defensive and offensive linemen, not going to work. And Joe brought it up in the offseason that he had to learn that there was a difference there. Certain plays with that wider hash worked at the collegiate level. Okay, it's just not about calling a play. Those guys can fill those gaps in very quickly at the NFL level. So he had to kind of change up a little bit and understand that with a narrow gap up front, it really affects your running game. It affects on not only the inside stuff, but also off the edge. Because now those guys, you know, in the college game, they can sort of line themselves off and put you like a little wall. In the NFL, it's really close. So, you know, calling that same play ain't going to work. And he's admitted that was part of his game of not understanding the running game and how it affected him because of the wider hashes where you had a little bit more room to get that running back through than you do with a much narrower hash mark. And, man, I give Joe a lot of credit. He learned it, and, man, look the success the Bills have. It also helps, too, when you got a great running quarterback.
Yeah.
Man, Josh, okay, you can do all that, and all of a sudden, man, the sea parts open like the Red Sea, and he takes off running.
Someone made a point that 7 of the 8, and maybe he could kind of say closer to 6 of the 8 of the remaining quarterbacks are mobile quarterbacks. With Mahomes, mobile QB, Josh Allen, mobile QB, Lamar, obviously, a mobile QB, and then CJ, he can move.
If he wanted to, he could.
He's not
That's
really,
not his game.
On the opposite side, in the NFC, Jalen Hurts, obviously a mobile QB, you know, Jaden is, but not really Goff or Matt Stafford, obviously. So I think it's like 6, maybe 5 of the remaining NFL QBs are mobile.
Think about it. Of the 8 remaining quarterbacks, 7 of them were picked in round 1. Only one wasn't. Jalen Hurts. He got picked in round 2. Uh-huh. But look at this year. Of the 8 quarterbacks entering this weekend, 7 went in round 1, and 2 went first overall. When you think about it, Matt Stafford and Jared Goff.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.